Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt a Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinla.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Things are heating up at Dillard's Cosmetics Department. Saturday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's the first annual summer heat event. If you have skin that needs to be refreshed and revitalized, you need great new color, perfect foundation matches, cool off with fun games, giveaways, a live DJ, plus so much more. To reserve your gift, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Cosmetics Department in the Alexandria Mall. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Join thousands as we celebrate the 2012 18th Annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival in Natchez, Louisiana. Located 9 miles south of Natchez, Louisiana, the atmosphere will be electrifying with live music, live band, food, and activities for the entire family. Come join this year's festival at absolutely free and open to Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The parade leads the festival, and the lineup begins at 9 a.m. at the United Missionary Baptist Church on Highway 1 South. This year's 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival comes alive with the rededication of the Natchez Pecan Park, all happening June 23rd. Vendor booths are available, and for more information, you can contact Monique Sarpy at 318-332-8264. The 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this morning to the OPT network. Well, it's the weekend, baby. It's the day, and I say it every weekend, it's the day that every single person loves to love. We can't seem to wait until Friday gets here, so I hope you're super excited about this Father's Day weekend. Just want to remind you that, you know what, it's summertime. Kids are everywhere, and every single day we get a reminder that kids are unsupervised. Many kids are unsupervised at home. And I say that, and I really, really hope that you'll consider it. A couple days ago, we were riding around town getting some work done, and we saw three little kids. The oldest kid had to be maybe 6 or 7, and the others were even younger than that. And they were standing so close to the road. There was not an adult anywhere in sight, and I just think maybe the oldest one, that might have been 7, was looking out for the other two. So please be careful when you're driving in this morning and when you're going about your day, because you know what? A lot of kids are out there, and a lot of them are out there early, and they're playing and they're not watching out for you. So please stay engaged as you go about your work day and your day, period, and make sure that you're watching out for kids that are out playing and just doing what they do. So, you know, it's summertime, and we have to keep our guard way high because kids are not watching out for us. So just be mindful as you're getting your Friday morning started. You know, DC and I have had, it has been quite a week, I tell you. And we had another late night last night, and that is in part because the NBA Finals are on. So we stayed up late last night and finished watching the game. It was thunder and heat, just to say the least. It was an incredible, incredible game. And it is turning into an incredible series. Well, Miami stole one in the Thunder's building in OKC. And it was a great, great game. And so I know all of you sports fans were certainly engaged. If you weren't, it was a thriller to watch. And so anytime you can get great play at this time of the season, it's always wonderful to see. So we spent our night, the most part, watching the game and shouting loud and cheering loud. And you know, they're both two young teams, two really great teams. And you almost hate to pull for one or the other, because it's such great play. But you know, that's just one of the things that's going on. And I know a lot of people are just like me. You kind of hate this time of the year. You love to hate it because you want to watch the game, but you may never watch, you know, during the regular series. But when the NBA Finals comes around, it's like it's almost like a soap opera or something you don't want to miss. and you kind of hate when it's over. So we were up late last night watching the NBA series, and you know what? It's tied up, one apiece. Miami got one, Oklahoma City Thunder. And so the score last night, in case you didn't stay up late for the game, was 100-96. That was last night. And the Miami Heat's big three, Bosh, James, and Wade, went against the Thunder. And Kevin Durant is just an animal, Westbrook and Harden. And so it was a thriller, I tell you. But we've got so many great things coming up. And we're going to tell you about those things. And, you know, it's Father's Day. So I know a lot of fathers probably were up watching the game as well last night. A lot of people taking their hat off to LeBron. We call him LeB in our household. And saying, you know, he really is stepping up. And I think a lot of people want to see LeBron get that monkey off of his back, you know. We love the Thunder. We love the Heat. But kind of LeBron has kind of gone into that zone where, you know, he's got all the pundits saying, can he finish? Is he a quitter? And all of the, you know, all of the critics. So, you know, you kind of want to see LeBron get that monkey shaken off of his back. So it should be an incredible series. And I think they're going back to Miami for more plays. So we're going to try to stay up with that and continue to watch. Sometimes it can be frustrating, but if you're a sports fan, this is the time of the year that you really love, and you love to just kind of see what's going to happen. But, you know, on another note, this morning as I was getting ready, and actually yesterday morning as I was getting ready for work, and I spend just some really quality quiet time before everybody in my house gets up and gets moving around. And this is something I wanted to share with you this morning. You know, sometimes when you have gifts and talents, there will be things that will vie for your attention, things that will tell you that you can't, that will tell you all the negative things that are, and all of the positive things will sort of go out the window. So this morning, what I wanted to remind you of, and I know it's Friday, so people instinctively feel good. Life. And so if that's happening to you, this is what we want to encourage you to do this morning. And this is what we did. DC and I both, we just wrote out, and we've done this a while ago, just some things about what God has spoken into our lives, about who we are, about the gifts and the talents that He has placed within. And you know what? When you're feeling down and you're feeling out, what you do is write those things down. And it's not self-serving, because you don't need to share it with anybody. You just share it with yourself and with God. And you write down who God says you are, who you were created to be. And that in all of those things, it's not you that will do these things, but it's the God within you. And just begin to affirm yourself every single day. And we do it every single morning. We have just an affirmation each that we say about and to ourselves, and we affirm that to ourselves and to God about who we are and who God says we are. Because there are always going to be things and people that will try to come against that. And I don't know who this is for, but I feel like it's for somebody where you're very talented, and for a lot of people, you're very talented, but it'll get over into a place where you start to doubt that. You start to wonder if you can. You start to wonder if you're really that good, or if you're really able to do those things that God put within you. And I would tell you this morning, this Friday morning, begin to cast it down and think about, don't just think about it. You know, every great author that we have had on this show has said really almost succinctly the same thing. You've got to write it down. Write it down. Write the vision down. Make it plain. Write it down and start affirming it, because I say it every single morning. You can have what you say. You are renewed. You are transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so every single morning, you got to renew your mind. And I have to renew my mind. And so I'm just encouraging you. It's just, I don't know what it is this Friday morning, but I felt it very, very strong in the spirit realm that somebody somewhere needed this word on a Friday morning. If other people don't affirm you, you must affirm yourself, because there are always those gift seekers and those people who want to steal your dream, and those naysayers and those haters and whatever else you want to call them. They're always going to be there. And so if you get your morning started off just saying, even if you haven't written anything, just saying some basic things, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you know what? We do it with Deuce Christmas every single morning. Do it with your kids. They don't have to be enthusiastic about it, because you know what? We know as parents that the principles absolutely work. They only work, though, if you work it. And you know what? Stop putting off. Stop procrastinating. Or even stop being lazy and just do it. It doesn't have to be anything eloquent. It doesn't have to be anything long. But just those things that you know about yourself that you don't want to say to others because it sounds self-serving or it sounds arrogant, just write them down. And in the morning before you get going, I guarantee you, if you will affirm that every single day, you will begin to see the change in your life and your attitude. I know a lot of people are in places that you're about to switch seasons, but you know what? Sometimes before that season switch happens, you have to do some things. You have to get ready for the next thing. And you know what? When you're in that time of preparation, it's not time that's being wasted. It's not time that you've thrown away. It is time that is getting you for the next thing. It's getting you ready for the next level. And so I don't want to preach this morning, because I'm just like you. It's Friday and it feels good, and we look forward to having an incredible Father's Day weekend, and I hope that you all are looking forward to the same thing. I found a really, really neat article that I want to share with you about Father's Day. And ladies, we're going to talk about Father's Day, and we're going to talk about the men in our lives that are the difference makers, that make the change in our lives and our families and in our kids' lives. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to share this incredible article with you. You're on point, everybody. It is June 15th. It's Friday. It's the weekend, and it feels fabulous. Jumping music, slick DJs. Join thousands as we celebrate the 2012 18th Annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival in Natchez, Louisiana. Located 9 miles south of Natchitoches, Louisiana, the atmosphere will be electrifying with live music, live band, food, and activities for the entire family. Come join this year's festival, absolutely free and open to Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The parade leads the festival, and the lineup begins at 9 a.m. at the United Missionary Baptist Church on Highway 1 South. This year's 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival comes alive with the rededication of the Natchez Pecan Park, all happening June 23rd. Vendor booths are available, and for more information, you can contact Monique Sarpy at 318-332-8264. The 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
The dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCU.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. Things are heating up at Dillard's Cosmetics Department. Saturday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., it's the first annual summer heat event. If you have skin that needs to be refreshed and revitalized, you need great new color, perfect foundation matches, cool off with fun games, giveaways, a live DJ, plus so much more. To reserve your gift, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Cosmetics Department in the Alexandria Mall. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road, we're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
What you want is something delicious. What you need is a wholesome start. What you deserve is a balance of both. Introducing new blueberry banana nut oatmeal from McDonald's. Made to order with crunchy a tasty hint of real banana. Two servings of whole grain oats loaded with fresh, juicy blueberries. It's the perfect balance you deserve. Just one of many delicious, wholesome breakfast choices under 300 calories at McDonald's. The simple joy of a balanced morning at participating McDonald's for a limited time only.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. over 50 years of experience. And if you're sick and tired of those mosquitoes around your home, the number to phone for a free consultation is 800-819-5323. Also, get to the right financial path. Get on the right financial path and to that path by phoning Carol Kinder at 318-448-8600. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit Union dedicated to excellence in this community. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, like a good neighbor. State Farm agent Rosa Fields is always on point. She's got an incredible team. I say it every morning. I'm going to continue to say it. You know it's hurricane season, and you need to make sure that your insurance is where you need it to be. Start by phoning Rosa Fields at 318-487-1881. Also, Capital One Bank, what's in your wallet? Brian Kubero and Associates, serious injuries, they deserve serious consideration. If you've been in a car accident, and I am telling you, it is hard to find a good law firm that you can trust, that you can rely on, and that has your best interest at heart. Well, that's Brian Kubero and Associates. The number to phone for a free consultation is 318-253-0900. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Great food, great fun, great friendliness, great warmth down in Avoyelles Parish. If you're just joining us on this Friday morning, it's 8:02. So if your morning has gotten started, we say to you, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network. You know, it's Father's Day weekend, and I was reading, as I always am, it seems, reading a new survey that just came out, and I wanted to share it with you because, you know, we honor moms so much more, it seems, than we honor dads. And that's really been on my heart this Father's Day because, you know, I sit here and I talk about all the great gifts and my charm bracelet. And yesterday, as DC and I were traveling, I looked at my bracelet and I said, DC, you know, I really do love my bracelet and I wear it every day. And every time I look at it, I think about what special thought that he put into buying the bracelet. And I say all that to say that most of the time, ladies, we are on, many of us are on the receiving end of getting gifts. And although we'll say, don't buy me anything, you know we really don't mean that. Well, we never really look at how our inaction and our inattention to treating the men, the dad, the fathers, the uncles, the people that have meant so much in our lives, we really don't look at how that affects them. And so a new survey out says that fathers just want a little, get this, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, a little respect. And this survey was done by Rebecca Dubb. And she says that fathers just want a little appreciation is what it turns out. And they surveyed, the Today Show, along with Parenting.com, surveyed more than 4,000 parents on the real role that fathers, the modern day fathers, play in today's family. And so many of those fathers had a lot to say. And one of the things that the survey said was this: half of the dads think that they split childcare evenly with their partner, but 75% of women say, or moms say, that they do most of the work. And so it was kind of a back and forth. And nearly all moms felt that 95% say that they were the default or the go-to parent for kids. And dad said, no, this is not true. They said that they feel that now they're doing more jobs in the home. They're splitting the chores. They're splitting the activities with the kids. And they feel like they're being played second fiddle. And so the survey says this, is that dads just wanted some recognition. And DC, we've been talking a lot about this issue in our home because we feel like a lot of families, a lot of families are facing this where I think dads sort of get, they get a bad rap because dads are the order keepers. And even if dad is not in the home, their roles are really, really sometimes very staunch and very hard. And so they maybe don't get the same attention as moms do. And so we wanted to take some time this morning to really, really celebrate the role of what men do in the family.
And we wanted to encourage women this Father's Day weekend, don't let dad be an afterthought. NDC, you say what?
I say, don't just do it on Father's Day, do it every day.
That's good. That's really good. And we have been, DC and I have been talking about this a lot, because what I realized, ladies, and I'm just gonna, I always try to keep it real, is that maybe I had been taken for granted that dad is just there and he's meant to do all the nice things and he'll be okay. And so we end up not spending a lot of time on, he is over there.
No, I'm just listening.
And so we maybe don't spend enough time on gift giving. We don't acknowledge enough how great the men are in our lives. And so I want to encourage women. And I realize that for a lot of women, you're saying that the dad in your life or in your child's life might not be worthy. But in the words of T.D. Jakes, let it go. Forgive so that you can be forgiven. Because fathers are so important in families. Whether you're a dual family or you're a single family household, dads are important. And we want to just say and put it on the minds of women listening this morning that men do want respect and they want acknowledgement for what they do. And all too often, ladies, when men do things around the house or try to help, we almost give them the idea that their help is just not right or it's not good enough. And I am here to tell you on this, and it's like DC said, not just today, not just this weekend, but if we don't start encouraging, acknowledging, and really honoring the men in our lives, then we will begin to see some change. And you don't ever want a man to say, and I've always said this, you don't ever want a man to say that it's never good enough. The things that I do are never good enough. And I hear you men saying, okay, preach on. But you know, ladies, that I'm right. And if that's you, what do you need to do? I say it to Deuce all the time. I say these little phrases and he completes the sentence. All you have to do is change your mind. And I know it's not easy, but sometimes, ladies, we can become very self-righteous. And what does that mean? It just means that everything you do, you feel is right. And I don't want to be Debbie Downer this morning, DC. I really don't.
Okay.
But I just think that, ladies, and I'm talking to me too. So what Deuce and I did is we went out on our own and we came up with what we hope and what we think are some really cool things to honor DC this Father's Day. Because I'm telling you, ladies, if you're like me, you almost never buy your husband or your partner a gift because you just think it's okay. And it's not. The men in our lives and our families and our community, they are important. And the only way, we say men need to do this and men need to do that, but we need to start acknowledging that we feel that they're important. And DC, I want you to know that you are important to us and to our family. And ladies, this is what I want you to do. I don't care where you are in the relationship. I don't care how it's been going. You could have been fussing and fighting all month. I want you to take this weekend to love on that man, to put things down. Let me tell you something. We have lost so many of our friends and our family members, our community members, our community leaders. Life is fleeting. You need to put it down and you need to love on that man. And I'm going to tell you, these surveys for men, they're very rare. So I'm going to tell you when we come back some of the other things that they said. And it made me think, and we hope it'll make you think as well. You're on point, everybody. Let me get a break, but we'll be back right after this. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. the simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Axion Texas Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. Here's the number to phone. It's 888-215-2373. Terra Home. I have been to Terra Home even at Father's Day, and they have really, really unique gift ideas. So visit Terra Home even for Father's Day, 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria. Also, Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life. Plus so much more with Get Wired Satellites. The number to phone is 318-767-2220. And of course, Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. And we want to remind you about the free mammograms. Yes, if you were not on point this week, earlier this week, we were talking about free mammograms at Cabrini Hospital. All you've got to do is give them a phone call. Called Diane Kitts, and I'm going to give you the number a little bit later in the show. And she will tell you about the forms that you need to get filled out either from your clinic or from your general practitioner. You just need to get a really simple form filled out, and they will refer you to Cabrini Hospital for your free mammogram. Y'all, it is so important, women. If you are 40 years old, and or older, and you have not had your first mammogram, this is an opportunity to get it done 100% free. If you are uninsured or underinsured, y'all, I can't scream this enough. It's time to get your mammogram at Cabrini Hospital 100% free. Now, before we went to break, I was talking about Father's Day, and I was talking about us not acknowledging the men in our lives, in our kids' lives, enough. And you know, DC, in the spirit, I felt somebody saying, but you don't know what kind of dad I'm dealing with, or you don't know about my child's father and how he's this and how he's that. Well, I'm asking you to do this. I'm asking you to put it all aside, because what this study showed, and I thought it was just, it was so important that I wanted to share it, is that Here's a quote from the article. It says, what moms don't understand, and this is from Dr. Charles Sophie. He says, and he's a child adult psychiatrist and director of the LA Department of Children and Family Services. He says, is that dads need to hear praise. They need to know that someone cares. They need to know that their role in the eyes of the mother is important and that it matters. And so with that said, I had been thinking a lot about it, DC, and we had been talking a lot about it. And I want you to just tell women from the dad's perspective, the man's perspective, why that's so important. Why, you know, and I get it's maybe tough to talk about, but why it's important for women to acknowledge and assure the fathers in their homes and in their lives.
Well, you know, I can just when I speak, I really don't like to speak for others.
Was that a deep thought?
Yes, it was. But I try to come from a place of where I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't claim to know what anybody else is dealing with. So most of the time when I speak, I like to speak from my own experience.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times when you and little David say to me, you know, what do you want for Father's Day, or what do you want for any other holiday for that matter? normally what I'll say is I'm fine. I don't need anything.
That's exactly what you say every time.
Because really, I really don't need anything.
And do you think that for the most part that that's what most men say?
A lot of men, yeah, but I mean, because, you know, we don't like to make a big to-do out of things, I guess. You know, we're sort of different. You know, men and women are just made different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the same time, you know, I do feel, I do appreciate being appreciated, you know, and so.
That's good.
When holidays do go by and, you know, you guys say, well, Dad said he didn't want anything and we didn't need to get him anything.
So we didn't.
Exactly. You know, we say that, but I think this time you guys kind of look down a little bit deeper into not just the words that are coming out of my mouth, but basically really receiving from my spirit what it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's when y'all got together and said, look, we need to do more for Dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because even though he's saying, hey, I'm fine, you know, and I am fine. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. A lot of that, you know, that is true. But, you know, we do want to feel appreciated you know, it's sometimes it's just the thought in doing things, because a lot of times people have, and most men always think they have all that they need.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know what you and Deuce think I need. I mean, and probably or what I would want, you know.
And do you think that.
But I know the thought of whatever it is, you know, the fact that you actually thought in the thought of doing it and, you know, I mean.
Do you think that.
It speaks volumes to how you guys feel.
Do you think that, you know, and I guess I ladies, I hope that you're feeling like I'm feeling, because I know that many of you, just like me, have heard the words out of his mouth. Now, you know, when we say don't get us anything, we don't mean that. And it would be hell to pay if he comes home with nothing, even though you said don't get anything. But do you think all too often that Dad is the afterthought in most families?
Well, I think Dad is old reliable. I mean,
old reliable. You know, that's good.
You know, I mean, you know, Dad is always, and if he's a real dad, he's always being a dad.
Mm-hmm.
And just that is just the territory of a man.
Ooh.
To haul home the food and bring home everything that his family needs to survive. It's really not, you know, a lot of us feel like we don't really need a gift for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way that we're built, and it's what we do.
Right.
Is oversee the household and oversee the family, you know, and keep order so that the family can run properly. You know, in the words of Steve Sweet.
Newism.
Yeah, Uncle New. You know, he used to say, if you look at the family like a spoke wheel, the dad is the big spoke, and the mother is the smaller spoke, and the kids are even smaller spokes.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever the big spoke is out of whack, the wheel's going to wobble.
Yes.
And whenever the smaller spoke is out of whack, the wheel is going to wobble. And when the smaller ones, so every spoke needs to be tightened and primed and popping properly.
Wow.
You know, so that the wheel will roll and flow properly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the big spoke needs to be taken care of.
The big spoke does need to be.
Sometimes the big spoke can carry the other spokes.
Right.
You know, so. I digress from that, and I just say that, you know, it really is important to us. And I mean, you know, a lot of times it seems like it's not, because who wants a gift for doing what they're supposed to do anyway? It's almost like if you're a father and somebody tells you, hey, you're a good father, well, you're supposed to do that.
Right.
You know, I don't need any accolades for doing what I'm supposed to be doing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But some, you know, and I think that's why Father's Day was invented, so that, you know, men can have a day where his family and his loved ones and friends can say, hey, we do appreciate you.
And so for those women, do you see, and some are disgruntled and some don't feel that their children's father is worth anything. And I was thinking some of them aren't. But, you know, I was thinking about that this morning on the drive in. Some of them aren't. But guess what? That's the man that you chose to have a child with.
Right.
And so because of that, maybe there needs to be honor just because of that. even if he turned out to be a bad apple.
Right. I mean, how I deal with the situation is up to me.
That's
you know,
good.
I can't really deal with it because of what somebody else has done. If you're a rotten wife, you know, I don't just love you, you know, because it's easy. You know, I love you because I took a vow to, and, you know, I'm honoring God when I love you. And mm-hmm. It's not up to me to change a person. You know, all I can do is allow myself to do the right thing, make the right next decision. And God needs to change that person. Because if he did it for me, you know, and basically we all know, and most of the people who know me know I've been all around,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've done, you know, I'm no saint at all. But I couldn't change myself, and you couldn't change me. All you can say is, I believe that God can change you, and you just have to wait until God makes those changes.
And it's very, very difficult, and I know because I've lived it, it's very difficult for women to rest in God's going to change it, God's going to do it, because we women by nature are fixers, and we want to fix everything, including our spouses.
Right.
But I want to take this opportunity, DC, because you know, I read a lot and I say that a lot because it's just true. And just as I was honoring Nancy Stitch, the market president of Capital One Bank, who's moved on, I want to take this moment and this time to honor you, because, you know, I sit here and we laugh and we joke, but most people can't even begin to fathom what you do for On Point Talk, because most people just hear my voice all the time, and if they see the OPT Cruiser, they see my face. But it is so much bigger than that. I am what the industry would call the product. But behind the product, there is a producer, an executive producer, an executive manager, and that would be David Christmas, that makes sure that every single thing that you hear on the air is done with a spirit of excellence. And that sometimes that means whipping me with the metaphorical whip. Sometimes I don't like it. But I want to honor you and thank you for allowing me to live my dream, but so much bigger than that, being able to make this company work and to make sure that everything from the business end to what our listeners hear on the air is done with a spirit of excellence. And many people think that I'm responsible for all of that. And you must give credit where credit is due, because it is only because of the business acumen of David Christmas and the vision that God has given him. And let me tell you, he doesn't do just one job. He does probably about 25 jobs. Much of the things that I am unable to do or just don't do, he does to make sure that it's right. And because God has given him the gift for business and understanding business. And you see, ladies, sometimes what we'll do is we'll forget. And I like to say, you forget what you forgot. And you think that because things go well in a house and in a business, you think that you did it. And you don't remember to give credit where credit is due. And so this morning, I honor you for what you do for the OPT network and for the vision. And I mean, literally everything that you see, I am the recipient of all the goodness, but it is not me. You know, there is a power behind the voice that carries the voice. And for that, I say thank you and I honor you.
You're welcome.
And I say happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
He is so silly. Ladies, I know it was deep. And I know sometimes it's hard. It's hard to say those things that we want to say to the men in our lives because we just think that they should know. And I am telling you this morning, am I an expert? Absolutely not. And as we like to say, take it buffet style, take what you like and leave the rest. But that critical, condemning, negative attitude, man, it's just not going to work. And so I would say to you, put those things down, not just for Father's Day, and honor that man. And know that you don't have to change him, but God will. You're on point, everybody. It's a deep, deep Friday morning. We're going to take a break. Stay with us. Join thousands as we celebrate the 2012 18th Annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival in Natchez, Louisiana, located 9 miles south of Natchez, Louisiana. The atmosphere will be electrifying with live music, live band, food, and activities for the entire family. Come join this year's festival absolutely free and open to Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The parade leads the festival, and the lineup begins at 9 a.m. at the United Missionary Baptist Church on Highway 1 South. This year's 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival comes alive with the rededication of the Natchez Pecan Park, all happening June 23rd. Vendor booths are available, and for more information, you can contact Monique Sarpy at 318-332-8264. The 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, federal credit union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Things are heating up at Dillard's Cosmetics Department. Saturday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's the first annual summer heat event. If you have skin that needs to be refreshed and revitalized, you need great new color, perfect foundation matches, cool off with fun games, giveaways, a live DJ, plus so much more. To reserve your gift, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Cosmetics Department in the Alexandria Mall. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Ryan Gubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Ryan Gubero and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
What you want is something delicious. What you need is a wholesome start. What you deserve is a balance of both. Introducing new blueberry banana nut oatmeal from McDonald's. Made to order with crunchy premium walnuts. A tasty hint of real banana. Two servings of whole grain oats loaded with fresh, juicy blueberries. It's the perfect balance you deserve. Just one of many delicious, wholesome breakfast choices under 300 calories at McDonald's. The simple joy of a balanced morning at participating McDonald's for a limited time only.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by State Farm agent Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with Kyle Wolf and his team. In Avoyelles Parish, here's the number. It's 318-346-6695. Southwest Beverage Safety Messages. Log on to www.beresponsible.com. Hixon Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to HixonHasIt.com. The Academy of Training Skills. They're changing lives through programs. For more information, go to their website at www.aatss.com or phone 337-214-0428. Also, McDonald's of Pineville and Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Chance DeWitt, Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. You can phone the doctors at 318-442-0106. Well, you know, before we went to break, we're talking about Father's Day. And I said to DC, you know, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer on this Father's Day. But this is something that has really, really been on my heart. And I really wanted to share it with you because sometimes there are things that we just simply, ladies, don't think about because we're busy trying to do and be everything to everybody. But in this article, it really, really ripped away at my heart because Hal Runkle, who is the author of Scream Free Parenting and Scream Free Marriage, said that the number one silent killer in marriage is resentment. And, you know, we talk about women all the time. We never really talk about dads and the impact that they have on families and communities and churches and leadership. And I know some women are saying, you know, that's all fine, well, and good, but that doesn't pertain to me. I would say to you this morning that if you have children, and the reason why I feel so strongly about this is because I was raised in a single parent family household, and I know how tough it can be. And I spent years and years of my adult life and young life being resentful. And resentment is a waste of time. It is a wasted time. And when you allow yourself to get over into resentment, it causes so many other emotions. And what life has taught us is that it doesn't matter how people treat us, even our loved ones. It matters more how we treat them. And so, you know, DC and I just, we really have been having this conversation, and I really, really wanted to share it with you all because men do. They're strong. They make us feel that they don't need anything or they don't desire anything. But I would challenge you this Father's Day. In fact, as Deuce and I were shopping for Father's Day, you know what one of the clerks said to us? She said, "Wow, you guys have actually started early." And that's the kind of response that dads get. Don't just buy him something insignificant. And so what Deuce and I did is we put our heads together and we said, what would dad really like? What would he really be able to appreciate? You know, and sometimes I get a little chinchy when it comes to spending money. And he said, out of the mouth of babes, he said, "Mother, do you know how much dad spent on those charms for you?" He said, "Are you serious?" I said, he said that to me in the store. I said, "Okay, you're right. You know, let's not chinch on dad." And I want to encourage you to go to Dillard's this Father's Day. A lot of stores don't spend a lot of money on ad campaigns for dad. Buy him something nice, something that he'll appreciate, and honor. Honor the man in your life, even if things haven't been perfect, and use this Father's Day to just love on him and let him know that he's appreciated. And just things like, you know, Deuce and DC do they do our lawn, and they keep it so immaculate. It looks, I mean, it's always on point. And when they go out there and they edge, and Deuce has become just the nifty little weed eater, and he's learning, his dad is teaching him to use the lawn equipment. And you know what I do? I sit in the yard, and I sit in my lawn chair with a book, and I watch them. And I want to say, DC, I appreciate that. I appreciate you teaching Deuce how to work. See, it's just, it's little things like that that we never say thank you for, because you figure he's supposed to keep the yard up. He's supposed to take the garbage out. He's supposed to do that. But it's okay. It's okay to say, "Gosh, the grass looks great. That was a great job." Just little things. And I'm not talking about placating your husband. And what I mean by that is I'm not talking about patronizing him or just stroking him so that he'll feel good. I'm talking about really from a place of gratitude and a real place of appreciation, saying, "You know what? It looks great. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for fixing what I ask you to fix." And not, "It's about time." Resentment, remember this, it's the number one killer in relationships. Let it go. Do I need to take a break here? So, before I go to break, ladies, I felt so impressed to have this conversation with you guys. And I know you're listening because I feel your heart. And even in your heart, I feel the hurt, because we've all been hurt. But what I would say, and I keep saying I, and I only mean that in the sense of a woman who has lived through resentment, who's lived through a lot of things, and I know some things are worse than others, but at some point, you really do have to let it go. You really do have to say, okay, yesterday is over. Tomorrow's not here yet. I'm going to live in this moment. I'm going to live and be happy today. It is a decision. Celebrate those people in your life while you can. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by McDonald's of Alexandria, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years, and also Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her team. Down in Bunkie, of course, the number is 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, you can phone 337-942-9999. And we thank all of the people who sponsor the OPT Network. Thank you for all that you do. You know, we've been talking this whole show about Father's Day, D.C., and I didn't want to preach to anybody. I really didn't.
Preach on.
Do ladies need to really acknowledge where they are in the whole scheme of things, including me? Do we really need to make that acknowledgement, you think?
What do you mean?
Do we need to acknowledge that maybe we don't acknowledge and really give the men in our lives the credit and the reassurance that we need to give them on a daily basis?
Well, I think a lot of women do. You know, a lot of women who are married and who are in relationships, they do give, you know, they do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and the reports are not talking about everybody.
Right.
You know, everybody's not underappreciating their man. But, you know, and it's just something you have to search yourself. You know, and you evaluate yourself, and you know, it's easy for us to look at other people and say what they're doing, but
mm-hmm.
it's often hard to look at ourselves. It's, you know, it's easy for me to see you and what you do wrong, but it's hard for me to look at myself and say what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, each one has to do it for themselves, and you have to just evaluate your situation, and you know, and you'll know.
And so, what do you think men want most? Especially when it comes to acknowledgement and being appreciated. What do you think men want most?
Well, I think you said it right there. Men want to be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a woman wants to be appreciated, you know? I mean, of course, there's some people who needs more adulation than that is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, those are people who are dysfunctional. But most people who are, you know, just want to be mm-hmm. appreciated, you know, I love you, you love me, I'm okay with you, I'm okay with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to go overboard, but, you know, you don't have to. It's what most people, and I can just say for me, I don't want to be underappreciated.
That's good. And I think, you know what, I think that says it best. People want to be appreciated, and, you know, ladies, just like we want gifts and just like we want to be appreciated. And I know, I hear you saying he doesn't appreciate me. Well, you know what? Plant the seed. I'm going to tell you, if you start planting a seed just in your relationship, even if you're not with your child's father, if you just plant a seed of kindness, that seed will come up again for you. And I hope, we hope, it is our hope that this Father's Day that you will begin to plant a seed. And you know, I've been telling you guys that Kay Warren is going to be coming to the OPT Network. She's the new author of Choose Joy Because Happiness Isn't Enough. And I wanted to share again, for maybe people who missed it, a quote from the book. And I hope that this will resonate with your spirit, not just on Father's Day, but all year round. Joy is the settled assurance that God is in control of all of the details of your life and of my life. It's the quiet confidence that ultimately everything is going to be all right. It is that quiet assurance that ultimately everything is going to be all right. And you know what I hope this conversation did? We hope this conversation put it on your mind. We hope that it gave you fruit for thought. Because that's what these conversations, DC, are always about. Not to tell you what you should do, what you need to do, what you should have done. Not to whip you. Not to bring condemnation. But to just bring fruit for thought. It's just a buffet. If you like it, take something. If you don't, then just leave it. But I can tell you wholeheartedly that just as we give these talks, I searched myself and said, you know what? I need to show more gratitude, and I do. I love on DC a lot. We love on each other a lot because not only are we lovers, but we're friends. But sometimes I miss it. And sometimes we all do, and it's okay. But today is a new day, and all you got to do is start today. You know what? You guys are the absolute best. You make our job a total and complete joy. We can't wait to wake up every morning and share what we've learned, share the people that we've met, share the connections with you. But we want you to connect, and we want you, just as we want to be, we want to be change, and we want you to be change. And change starts with each of us. And so I hope that you feel empowered this morning to do something just a little bit differently. I hope that you feel the sunshine this morning and that you're saying, yep, I could do a little bit better, because we all can. I want to remind you also about the Heritage Festival that's going to be coming up on the 23rd, the Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival. We got so many calls, DC, saying, is it Natchez, Louisiana? Where is it? It's Natchez. It's about 9 miles from Natchitoches. And so we're going to tell you more about that. We want you guys to have an incredible Father's Day weekend. Use this opportunity to come together in gratitude and in appreciation. Just assume that they know. Tell them and honor them with a good gift. The best gift of all is love. Thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself. Don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Father's Day weekend. And guess what? We'll see you right back here, God willing, on Monday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.